After passing another milestone, the first potential utility-scale solar project in Wyoming could be open for business by the end of this year. Some see the sun-fueled power plant as an important step towards opening Wyoming to a wider solar market. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports, there is something big still holding back that possibility.
Driving west across Wyoming, there are windmills lined up across bluffs in the distance. Oil and gas rigs dot both sides of I-80. Open pit coal mines, too. What you won't see on a cross-state trip are any fields of solar panels. Soon, in Sweetwater County, that could change. I'm standing near an open field off I-80. Right near the potential future project site, the Sweetwater Solar Energy Facility with 80 megawatts of power. In May, the Sweetwater Solar Energy Facility gained one of two permits needed to begin construction for an 80-megawatt solar project. That's enough to power 12,000 homes each year, according to the parent company's environmental impact statement. 80 megawatts is a lot, considering Wyoming only has 1.6 installed of solar right now. And if all goes well, the company says this 703-acre plot could be dotted with solar panels by the end of the year. Devin Brubaker is a big proponent of solar. He's the director of the Southwest Wyoming Regional Airport, where we're standing right now. He's installed the maximum amount of solar you can at this airport, which isn't much, and he'd like to install a lot more. Brubaker says he's hopeful the potential massive facility could open the floodgates for other major solar projects in Wyoming.
The first one's always a hard one, and once that's done, I think we're going to see a lot more pop up.
Brubaker says solar just makes sense here. Nationally, Wyoming ranks 11th in the country for potential solar generation, according to the National Renewable Energy Lab. The state also has a lot of cloudless days per year, plus strong sun at a high elevation. Yet, Wyoming sits at 49th place nationally in installed solar generation, 50th in solar jobs, and one of only six states left with no utility-scale solar. There's a reason for all this. Brubaker thinks he knows what it is.
So in terms of environment, is there enough sun for solar? Yes. Unfortunately, the political climate is not where it needs to be to make that happen at this time.
Politics. It comes down to politics. Scott Kane has experienced firsthand how Wyoming politics have gotten in the way of solar development. He operates a solar company, Creative Energies, here as well as in Idaho and Utah. Unlike other Mountain West states, Wyoming has no state tax incentives or rebates for solar. But for Kane and many others, the biggest barrier in Wyoming is net metering. Basically, that's a limit on how much solar power any residential or commercial operation can generate. And in Wyoming, the cap is 25 kilowatts. That's not much, especially for a business. Kane explains.
Say Walmarts or Target stores, for example, all over the country, are putting solar on their roofs to offset the energy that they're using. A building like that will often put in 200 to 400 kilowatts at a time to offset their energy use. Well, in Wyoming, they'd be limited to only 25.
An Albany County legislator tried to double that number last year to 50, but the bill died in committee. In Idaho, the cap is 100 kilowatts. In New Mexico, it's 80 megawatts, the highest in the country. Kane says solving this problem would quickly make Wyoming more attractive for solar developers.
If that cap were lifted, well, suddenly, say a Walmart or a data center could invest in solar generation system on their own roof to offset their own energy use.
But not everyone wants to open the door for solar. Lobbyists in the utilities industry, for example. Those are the folks representing electricity companies. Cheyenne Representative Dan Zwanitzer explains that aversion has to do with Wyoming's low electricity rates. The more who opt for solar means fewer folks paying for traditional electricity and potentially raising the rates for everyone else.
And nobody wants to pay more for power than they should be. And so that's just kind of the, I guess you call it a threat to every customer and what they're paying now.
Beyond utilities lobbyists, there's also those involved in the state's other energy sources, who Zwanitzer says might oppose solar for the same reasons they oppose wind.
Because some legislators and, you know, a large portion of our citizenry that are involved in the extractive industries, they feel that this renewable energy can be a threat to their existing line of work.
Either way, it's kind of a non-issue right now. Solar just hasn't come up much at the Wyoming legislature. And part of that is because the energy isn't fully economical yet. So Swanager says soon that could change. In the past 5 years, solar prices have gone down 52% in Wyoming. Swanager says when it's clear solar is a competitive power source, you can expect legislature to get involved, for either good or bad. Back at the regional airport near Rock Springs, Devin Brubaker points east.
And it's just out, you can see there's an old school bus out there in the field.
That 600-acre field is where Brubaker would like to build Wyoming's second utility-scale solar facility. He says if the Sweetwater Solar Energy Facility works out, it would be a much easier sell. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.